To make it in the music industry takes talent, timing, and often a little luck. Every year, countless musicians make recordings with their own money, try to sell them at gigs or through a website, and many of them send their CDs to us.
But there's only so much I can do, even less that I can say. In this world of thoughts, I'll stay.
23-year-old Nate Mott is a Vermont native. His first self-produced album, Wash Ashore, sold 1,000 copies. He's quite proud of that number. Nate Mott recorded a second CD, Words Distilled. He sent it to us. We listened to it, liked it, and have invited him to talk to us. He's in the studios of WBUR in Boston. Welcome to the program, Nate.
Thank you very much for having me.
I read from some of the material you sent us. I mean, really, this is one of these stories. You grew up in a cabin in Vermont with no electricity, and you chop down trees to stay warm.
Yeah, well, that's one of the details people like to talk about. I did spend a great number of years of my childhood when my parents split in a cabin in Vermont. No electricity, no running water, that's correct. And I do have fond memories of chopping down trees, and a sense of providing for yourself sort of instilled in me from living this way. And it definitely had a big influence on who I am now.
When did you start writing songs?
I began writing soon after I moved to New Jersey to live with my father for my high school years, and I was 13 years old. I had received a guitar at the age of 10, but hadn't really used it too much until I got there, and didn't know anybody, so basically I had a lot of free time, and I started playing, and after I learned the first couple chords, I started writing songs, and, forgot those songs because it was a learning process, but I have been writing songs for about 10 years now.
Just another mile till I'm in your arms. I keep on calling, but you just won't pick up the phone. When I'm never gonna make it, never gonna break it on my own, 'cause I'm too far gone.
You sent the CD to us, and you actually wrote in your bio, Shameless Self-Promotion is the name of the game. Yeah?
Yeah, well, that was actually, I did an interview a while back, and I was saying my website perhaps a little too often, because I was very excited about it. It had just come out. I just created it. And I apologized for that during one of the commercial breaks with the DJ, and she said, oh, God, don't apologize. You know, that's the name of the game, Shameless Self-Promotion. So I've sort of taken that and carried it with me all this time.
What have you learned along the way that you think is probably one of the most important things you've learned?
I have learned to not hold my expectations high. I'm a realist at heart, and that has really kept me grounded through some hard times. Times have been hard from when I started this journey, and still are. This past winter, recording this album, we actually didn't have heat in our apartment, because, quite frankly, I was so dedicated to the album that the money just wasn't there. It's an up and down. It's an up and down for me. I don't really know.
Do you have a day job?
I did for a long time. A couple years, I worked concrete construction, and I worked very hard at it. However, swinging a hammer all day and lifting heavy objects all day, it really takes a number on your dexterity. And I did that for a little while. I also shellfished for a while, but all things that really just destroy your hands. So my ability to play music was hindered. So basically, about a year ago, I just quit everything to just work on the music and send the albums in. And I've really struggled financially, but I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm so much happier as a person despite my financial troubles.
You're going to play a song for us. You've got your guitar there and your harmonica there at WBUR. You want to tell us about the song you're going to play?
This song is called In the Way, and it's the first track off Words Distilled. One of my favorites to play live, actually. Okay, here we go.
Let the dim lights show me the way. So let the warm nights bring both devils and angels out to play. Let's go get caught up in the middle. What can I do to convince you it's okay? Well, let the harp sing and the drums from beneath our feet be coming together this one time. Yes, to mingle with the fireflies. And I know the night won't last forever, so don't try and take me home. No, please just let go. It's only getting better. The words, they are better left alone. A new face found on a new day, where my waking mind is catching up, filling in the space between the gray. Well, what happened last night I honestly can't say. Just let the dim lights show me the way. Let the warm nights bring both devils and angels out to play. Well, let's go get caught up in the middle. What can I do to convince you it's okay? I know the night won't last forever, so don't try to take me home. Just please let go. It's only getting better. The words, they are better left alone.
That's Nate Mott performing his song In the Way from his CD Words Distilled, which has been released on his own label, Constant Change Productions. Nate Mott joined us from the studios of member station WBUR in Boston. Nate, thanks a lot and good luck to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
NPR offers a virtual stage for new music of all kinds. Find out how to submit your music and listen to hundreds of new artists at Open Mic, that's MIC, at npr.org.